It's funny that you would mention lenalidomide because I just wrote down on my pad lenalidomide because, you know, you mentioned myeloma and I've been asking people for years what their thoughts are about how that drug works. I'm curious what your concept is and again, how you see it in any way interacting with or synergizing with T-cell therapy.
Yeah, I think there's been some exciting new data about how lenalidomide may work at this point and one of the targets has now been identified, but biologically, there's also some very interesting laboratory data showing that lenalidomide can repair the way that a T cell may interact with the target B cell, that it may synapse with the B cell. And lenalidomide has the ability to repair that targeting defect in the T cell. So if you can do that, and if that is a mechanism, for instance, why our T-cell therapy may be less effective in some patients, you can envision how this may repair that defect and then allow the T-cells to recognize their target and become very active.
Does that concept tie into what's been seen when lenalidomide's been combined with a monoclonal antibody and the examples being rituximab and lymphoma and elotuzumab and myeloma?
Yeah, I think it might. I think that the way those therapies work and the combinations are probably very complicated and you probably do need T cell activity. And it's not just direct targeting of the drug. And if you use the antibody and at the same time it's stimulating T cell activity, you certainly would anticipate a more potent response.